We're continuing to monitor the spread of the coronavirus strain that has infected more than 800 people now and killed at least 26. As many as 13 cities in China have gone into some form of lockdown, with the government preventing all travel in and out from trains, airplanes, ferries, and other public transportation. But as the virus spreads beyond China, there are growing fears that it could also disrupt the global economy. Let's bring in Mike Regan for more on that. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So more than 30 million people so far are affected by this lockdown in China, which is, of course, the world's second largest economy. First of all, how much is this costing China?
You know, it's sort of too early to really quantify it, the exact impact. But what I would say is it's happening at basically the worst possible time for China. I sort of look at it as if a major blizzard hit the U.S. East Coast right over the Thanksgiving holiday, because next week is China's New Year. It's a week-long celebration,
right,
where people generally are out celebrating, spending money, you know, going to movies, going to restaurants, that sort of thing. And this is basically wiping away most of that activity. I'll give you an example. The Shanghai Disneyland is closed for the week. So it very well could be a short-term impact, but it is happening at the worst possible time. And the question really is, how long do they need to keep this quarantine type of situation going? And that's an open question right now.
Well, and there were already fears that China's economy was starting to slow down because of the trade war, among other things. But could the economic impact of whatever is involved with the coronavirus spread outside of China to the U.S. or the rest of the world?
You know, it's certainly a very real risk, and you can see it reflected in the stock market anytime there is another announcement of a case in the U.S. or elsewhere in the world. You see a notable weakness in the stock market. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a widespread epidemic, I think, in the U.S. It really depends on how much it would affect the confidence of consumers. You know, if people decide, oh, I don't want to go out to a restaurant, or I'm afraid to go to the mall because of this, it could have a noticeable impact. To be sure, we're not anywhere near that right now, but it is a risk that I think people are going to start talking about the more and more this goes on.
Well, and by the way, if the Dow Jones Industrial Average loses ground again today, it'll be the first time since August that it has dropped for four straight days. So that's interesting as we watch what's going on with the coronavirus. You know, every time there is a story like this and a lot of negative impacts, Mike, there are also some companies that can benefit from stuff like this. In this case, it's the vaccine makers. The National Institutes of Health is already trying to find a vaccine for coronavirus. Are there U.S. pharmaceutical companies that are trying to get in on that action?
They are, and you see sort of this massive gain in the stock of any company that's sort of associated with this. But I would say it's very unlikely that one of these vaccines could be on the market, say, this year in 2020, mm-hmm. just because it takes so long to test these in human trials.
That is Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, as we continue to follow the coronavirus in China, but also now in the United States. At least a couple of cases reported by the CDC. We'll keep watching. Mike, thank you.
Thank you.